You feel like you're not where you're supposed to be right now, like you're destined for something greater than what you're doing, or you have higher dreams and you just feel like you can't get enough time, you can't get enough effort, you can't get to where you want to be. Well, this episode is for you. Welcome to the Tune In with Dev podcast. My name is Dev. Man, if this is your first time watching, hey, appreciate you and I thank you. And I hope that something that you see today in today's episode resonates with you and helps you move further on the path of life and just to be able to keep going. Today is episode eight, man. I can't even believe we're already at episode eight. I thought today that I would go more so rogue in the sense of not formatted, just kind of having like a traditional podcast, just talking. And being able to get stuff off my chest and just be able to just give information out and talk about the topic rather than having it, all structured and cut up and you know what I mean, edited and stuff like that. And I thought that I can just go, just speak with my mind and from my heart, and hopefully something I say resonates with you. Today on episode eight, we're going to be talking about the path to success and what that means for you. Get ready to sit back and tune in with Dev. The path to success can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Me and you probably don't even have the same type of, goals or end goals that we want in our life. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, success is defined by the person who makes those goals. So if you're achieving those goals and you're getting to where you want to get to, then by all means, that means that you're achieving your success. Because I could want to be, an NFL player, NBA player, or CEO, or a business owner, or podcaster, YouTuber. But you can also want to be a manager of a store, a grocery store, a bagger. You could want to paint. You could want to DJ. You could want to be a housewife. You could want to be a house husband. You could want to be anything that you put your mind to. And having that goal of success in mind isn't the same for everybody. And I think that, a lot of us get confused with the definition of success, because success is what you make it. Because someone can be a Fortune 500 company owner and that's success, but then somebody can also be the number one bagger in a Walmart and that's their goal of success, because that's what they want to do. That's what brings them joy and fulfills their heart. And I don't think either way is wrong, because at the end of the day, it's what you want. So the Fortune 500 owner, they could have all the success, and then also the person in the store can have success also. So there's no definition, there's no limit on success. And I think in today's society, we get so caught up on the social media aspect of, the world or TV or seeing celebrities, and we kind of think down. We kind of feel like we're not successful. We feel like we're not on the path or the correct path, that we feel like we're behind because we're seeing younger people who are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 making millions of dollars now, even in high school, and they're just streaming, they're making YouTube videos, they're making clothing brands, they're inheriting money, they're doing all these things at a younger age. And you look in the mirror, you look at yourself, and you're like, dang, am I where I'm supposed to be right now? And that's where the problem lies, is because once you start comparing yourself to someone else and their success, that's where you start to, look down upon yourself, and you start to question yourself and your ability to get to where you want to go. Because we all have that inner passion, we all have that end goal in mind that we want, and we have the right tools and we have the right mindset. We just have to put in the work. And a lot of times we have a microwave mindset instead of a, like an oven mindset. So when I say that, that means like the microwave is you, it's like cooked fast. It's something that's done fast. It's very easy. It's not hard to work for, and you get it easy. And the oven mindset, you have to preheat it, you have to wait, you have to wait, you have to wait, you have to wait, and then you put the food in, you have to wait, and you have to wait, and you have to let it cook, And then when it comes out, that's your success right there. And we have to have that mindset of the oven mindset rather than the microwave mindset, because social media has brainwashed us to think that everybody is successful. Everybody is living lavish lifestyles. Every couple is perfect, and this couple is perfect that's on YouTube, and this guy and this girl has everything. They have the bag that I want. They have the shoes, the clothes, the watches, the jewelry, the money. And then that might be true and that might not be true, because at the end of the day, social media is a construct of our imagination. It's a highlight reel of other people's lives, and we get confused and we think that that's their life every day. Now, I mean, if they're a celebrity and they have millions and millions of dollars, yeah, that may be their life, but who's to say that you can't get there one day? So when you're seeing someone who's your equal, somebody you work with, somebody you're friends with, somebody you know at a higher level, you can't get, you know, jealous. You can't get like have hate towards them because they're at a certain level, because you don't know what they did to get to that level. The hard work that they're putting in behind the closed doors off camera may be unmatched, and you may not know that. So we have to get out of the mindset of looking everywhere else and have the looking at our peripherals and looking straight and working on ourselves, because once you focus on somebody else, you're taking that attention away of your goal and your end goal of success. And that segues in into the next topic of your timeline. Everybody doesn't have the same timeline. One person may be successful in a month. One person may be successful in a week. One person, it may happen just randomly. But it can take 10 years, 20 years, 15, 2 years, 4 years, 7 years. It doesn't matter the timeline. It's just everybody has their own path, and there's no set guideline to this is what you do, this is when you'll become successful. Because if there was, everybody would do it. And it's that's the whole reason why there's such a low percentage of the one percenters of the rich and the famous and celebrities and the athletes, because majority of those people put in work that you don't see. All we see is the success. And we compare ourselves to this person is this age and they have this amount of money. But that's not our timeline. Your timeline can be different. My timeline can be different from yours. So my success isn't judged or based upon a certain level of, you know, of date to date. Like, oh, this 2005 to 2012, you know what I mean? It's whenever I am able to put in the work, and that work is, you know, seen. And like, just for yourself, like, you put in the work and eventually you'll become successful. It's not hard because you're doing it. It's hard, period. If making money and getting rich and all this stuff, famous and streaming and all this stuff was easy, then anybody would do it and everybody would be successful at it. But it's the people that who put in the work and the extra hours and the, you know, to have the passion for it. And even though they're not doing it every day, they may have a goal to go 90 days straight. But if they mess up, they're going to get right back on that bicycle and get right back in the goal and the line of success, because you can always fail. It's will you get back up? Because success is a lot of different paths. There's success, there's failing success, there's failing 1,000 times, and then that one time is success. And it's like, you never know when your time is coming, so you have to just keep working towards your goal and working with that goal in mind of success, and that it's not going to just happen tomorrow. It takes time. Quick gratification isn't set for longevity, and we have to have that mindset that things that come easy isn't always meant for you or meant for long success. We get so obsessed with the idea of going viral or becoming successful quick or getting rich quick, or that same 5 to 7, 10 second mindset, that we don't have the work ethic and the patience to actually become successful. Because those very successful people will tell you, or you can even see behind the scenes, the hard work that they do put in. Even with myself, my own personal story, I have had a clothing brand. I have had tried to do streaming. I have tried to, I've did a lot of investing as far as stocks and crypto and options and becoming successful that way. And I have segued it into YouTube and creating my own podcast because my idea of success isn't based on the views, isn't based on the money, isn't based on the becoming a celebrity. It's to help people. And if I can just help one out of a thousand, out of a million people, and somebody is able to resonate with what I'm saying and it makes sense to them, and it's able to help them with their mindset, because we all struggle with that mindset of kicking ourselves and holding ourselves down because we're not successful or where we want to be at the age that we're at. Because I would think that I would have been a lot more successful getting to the age of 30, and I just turned 30 this year, and I'm continuing to work because I know at the end of the day, success is on my pathway. It's just I have to continue to work, and along with yourself, there's no timeline, and you just have to keep working and putting in the work because you will eventually get to the point that you're wanting to get to. But I didn't want to make this episode very long. I wanted to get straight to the point and just kind of, you know, speak to the people that are dealing with that self-doubt, that are dealing with the issues of that. And I hope something that I say resonates with you. Episodes do come out every Monday. I have been really extremely busy. We just moved. I don't know if you could tell that the setup is kind of flipped. But I appreciate everybody who's watching this episode. Episode should be coming out next week. I do have a Discord TuneIn fam that you can join. You can ask questions, talk to people. I do have an Instagram, a TikTok. That is Tuning with Dev. You can also listen to the audio podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. I appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all very, very much. And I'll never stop thanking people or being appreciative for everything that y'all do. Thank y'all again. Y'all have a great rest of y'all's week. Peace.